Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there. Time for Ask Dave. Colin Emer are here. Emer, this will be probably not life-changing for you because you're not a driver.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, well, I know, like, it's practically, you know...
I'd like to point out, I can drive, I choose not to drive.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You can't drive.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. You did your theory test one time.
Yep. Not even I drive bumper cars. I'm a passenger in a bumper car.
But it is, I promise you it's interesting, okay? So it's a question in... For all the drivers, it's from Chris. And Chris says, how are you, Dave? Sorry this may be stupid to ask, but for your Ask Dave segment. First of all, there are no stupid questions. There are only Ask Dave questions.
Only stupid answers.
Yes. Thank you, Carl. There's absolutely correct. There are plenty of those. Chris says, is it true that if you fill your car with petrol, that you burn more fuel due to the extra weight it contains in the car? I keep my car filled when I can, and someone pointed out that you should only fill it halfway unless you're doing long journeys. I know you'd be the right guy to ask and have the science and logic to explain it right. Sure, Chris.
Good question.
Sure I am.
Yeah.
It is a good question, okay? Mm. So, first things first, weight is important in a car. The engine has a finite level of power, and the weight of the car directly impacts the efficiency and the performance of the car. In fact, you might hear phrases like power-to-weight ratio when you hear people talking, particularly about sporty cars and things like that, right? So let's say if you have a car that has huge power, 500 horsepower, big power, but it weighs 2.5 tons... probably won't actually seem that powerful. Whereas if you take something like the Ariel Atom is like the frame of a little race car. You can buy it. It's a track car. I mean, you can, I think, drive it on roads, but it's a track car, basically. But you can see, like the Formula One cars, you can see the steering axles coming out to the wheels. You can see the suspension. You're just sitting in a little kind of frame. It's completely exposed. You need a helmet and goggles and whatever to drive it, right? That car weighs 800 kilos. That's eight of me. It's a full car and it weighs eight of me, right? But and its engine only has about 300 horsepower. But its 0 to 100 kilometers an hour time is about 3 seconds because the power to weight ratio is really good. It's a very powerful engine in something that weighs nothing.
It's kind of like the theory of why swimmers shave themselves. In a sense.
Yeah, no, there is something to do with that. I think it's speediness, how you move through the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And cyclists often shave their legs.
Yeah.
Is it really going to cut down on aerodynamics? Apparently it does.
But you're doing tenths of a second.
This is what it's all about. Now, look, the best-selling car in Ireland is the Hyundai Tucson. So this is, let's take this as the average car, right? That weighs about twice as much as an Ariel Atom. Weighs about 1,600 kilos. Its standard output is less than 200 horsepower. So it's got less power and more weight. So it's a slower car, right? It's not 100 kilometers times about 10 seconds. Perfectly fine. But how does that kind of performance relate to fuel efficiency? So Chris wants to know, should he half fill his tank or not? Well, weight, which is what it's all about, does carrying extra weight make your car less efficient? Yes, it does. But how much weight is there in the fuel tank? Yeah. That's the question, right? So we're going to operate completely on averages here. Every car is different. But if your car weighs about 1,600 kilos, let's take that, and you add a tank of fuel, a full tank of fuel weighs about 10 stone. Okay, so like 70 kilos, something like that.
I appreciate using stones and pounds.
Yes.
Those are things I understand.
Yeah, I'm mixing between lots of different metrics here.
If you're going, hang on.
Yeah, you're taking all the boxes.
But it's about the same as a big teenager, right? Like, a person, right?
And is that when it's empty or full?
No, full. When it's full, when it's full, right?
Sorry.
So if you drive around with half of that most of the time in an effort to be more fuel efficient, which is what the person told Chris, you're saving about 5 stone in the car's weight, okay? So how does that affect your pocket or the running of the car? Well, someone has worked it out, thankfully, and it's not me.
All right.
If you were to run up to half a tank, let it go down and run it back up, whatever. If you were to do that for a full year, okay, a full year of doing this, your efficiency would increase by... 0.5%.
What?
Right? About 15 euros a year.
A year?
Is what you would save. It can, look, Type of car, I'm talking totally average here. That's what you're talking about. So is it worth the hassle? And if anyone did economics in school or in college, the shoe leather cost, they call it, of going twice as often to the petrol station. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Making the teenager in your life walk would save you more fuel. The weekly shop is heavy. Can you bring that back some other way? Can you not buy a load of paving slabs from Woody's and put them in your car? Because they're weighing a hell of a lot more than a full fuel tank. A load of, if I'm going on a guitarist play date and I'm putting 20 guitars and cases in the back of the car,
that's weighing a ton.
That's weighing a lot more
and
than
also,
the fuel tank.
Presumably, if you were smart about it and you filled your tank up, because obviously petrol and diesel prices fluctuate quite a lot and vary from place to place.
Yeah.
If you were smart about it and you went and filled up your tank to a place that you knew was cheaper on a day when you knew it would be cheaper, then even by, and you filled up your tank rather than going when it's more expensive to other places, surely
yes.
that would.
Again, you're absolutely right, but the savings are so minuscule. Like, when you're saving a cent or 5 cent even on a litre of fuel, you're putting in 30 litres, you're saving 30 cent. Now, over the course of your entire life, that could be worth it. But if you're driving out of your way to the place that's 5 cent cheaper, you could be using more mileage. You could be, you know, it's not worth the saving on that. And actually, there's something else. Now, so I reached out to my good friend and brilliant motoring journalist, Dave Humphreys, and I asked him this question. And he said, look, that he said, agreed with me. Everything I said there is correct, according to the motoring journalist. But he also made another point, which is this.
Try not to let your fuel tank run very, very empty, because what happens is you get a lot of silt and a lot of other little undesirable materials and sediments that rest at the bottom of some fuel tanks. And what can happen is, as the fuel runs down, first of all, it can mean that the fuel pump itself in the car has to work that bit harder. Fuel in some cases will actually be used to help keep the fuel pump cool because it sits at the bottom of the tank, and so leaving that exposed can be potentially an issue. When you get down to about a quarter of a tank, top it up again.
There you go. So that's what Dave Humphreys, motoring journalist, says. You can find him on completecar.ie and his own brilliant podcast called 50 to 70. But that's for Chris and for every driver. Fill your tank. Yeah. Fill your boots, as they say. Go and fill your tank. Drive it until you need to fill it again. Get down to about a quarter. Refill. You know, don't do what my wife does, which is operate a car on fumes and prayers.
I know.
Please try and get it all the way
up. It's kind of like going to a buffet. Fill up.
Yeah.
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
All you can fill into your car buffet. Nothing wrong with doing it. You're not really going to change the weight. As I said, if you stick a human in the back and give your mate a lift, it's as much as a full tank. So
anyway, you know that if you did do the other way and you went, filled it half and then you had to go to the petrol station twice as much, you're actually probably losing money because the amount of bits that you end up getting. And I'm constantly in petrol stations lately and it's there. The bits are everywhere.
So many bits.
And it's all in your face. You have to walk around like a queue of bits to get to the till.
That's
now.
That's the danger spot.
Yeah.
You can go in with your eyes on the prize of the till, but then it's like,
no.
Snake around all of this joy corner.
Yeah.
How would you like these sweets? Yeah.
It's impossible.
And then you get up there and sometimes they have a cone machine. Who's going to resist a 99 when you're just after walking through the little car, the hallway of joy?
Yeah.
You get up there and you go, I resisted. Oh, they've got an ice cream. Yeah, 99, please. Yeah. Sprinkles, absolutely. Strawberry sauce. Yeah, all of that. So look, that hopefully answers your question, Chris, and everybody else. Fill your tanks. You're absolutely fine.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
Podcast.